Let's get it, y'all. I am way too excited. Like, I'm scream whispering right now because I don't want to scream in your ear because I'm that excited. The Straight Up Podcast, the one that you love, the one you listen to right now, is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. You heard me. I told y'all we turn it up this year. And guess what? A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, change to the world, impact to the world, and support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about empowering people, impacting people, and bringing change to this world. But listen, one of my friends is a part of this network, and I need you to go show some love. Subscribe to her show. Earn Your Happy with Lori Harder. Okay, Lori is going to make you go harder in every area of your life. She's a brilliant mind, a brilliant spirit, a brilliant human. I know you're going to love her. I know you're going to love her show. That's Earn Your Happy with Lori Harder. Go subscribe today and watch your life be changed.
Hey, what's up? This is Trent Shelton. Some people know me as an author, as a speaker, as an athlete. Some people know me as the guy whose videos pop up in their social media feeds. But at the end of the day, I'm simply a man on a mission. I want to help you transform your life using the exact tools I use to transform mine. I won't say I have all the answers, but I will do everything I can to help you find yours. My goal isn't to reach millions. My goal is to reach you. Welcome to Straight Up. Let's get it.
Hey, I'm going to jump right into this episode. You probably can hear it in my voice that I'm struggling to record this one, man. This one's hard. You know, I gained an angel over the weekend. And what's crazy is that I'm like, man, like God, another one. It's like every year, it's like a blow, a major blow hits my life. But I'm not here on this episode to complain. I'm really recording this episode to wake you up. To wake you up to the truth, to wake you up to what matters, to wake you up to how you're living your life. I know you know this is true, but life isn't promised, y'all. And I know you know that. I know you hear it. I know you somewhat understand it, but like, do you really, really, really feel that? Like, if you looked at your life right now, could you say without a shadow of a doubt that I'm living my life understanding that life isn't guaranteed, but I'm living a life that matters because I understand that forever comes with an expiration date. Like, just take a moment and think about your life. Are you really living your life like that? Because some of us, we say, oh yeah, I understand that trend and I get it. I know, you know, nothing lasts forever, but yet we're living a life as if everything's gonna last forever. Nothing lasts forever. And I just had a reminder of that this weekend. Some of you know, some of you don't know, some of you are about to know. A great friend of mine, Jessie Lee, I called her Boss Lee, the world knows as a boss, I called her Boss. She transitioned. She gained her wings. And that was my dog, y'all. That's somebody in this industry that I had a real relationship with. Like, she was a real one. You know, when my mama died, man, she really made sure I was straight. It wasn't just one of those, hey, Trent, I feel sorry for your loss. Anything you need, you know, I'm here for you. And then you don't hear from people, right? Nah, not one of those. Like, over the years, even to this year, she would still check up on me and say, man, you good? It was my Dallas partner in this industry. We used to call us Dallas buddies because we both were in the area of Dallas-Fort Worth. And some of you might know me because of her. You know, we've done some things together. And what was crazy is that I have this huge thing coming towards at the end of the year. And this week, I was going to ask her to be a part of it, to share her journey. But I got the news that she didn't make it. And it truly broke my heart. You know, I got to see her a few weeks ago. And we had a conversation. I don't want to share this conversation on here, but the conversation was basically about, like, what matters in life. And she was battling stage 4 colon cancer. She was open about it. You can go see her journey online. And y'all know how I feel about cancer. That's what I lost my mother to. And so I would check up on her and just make sure she was straight. But we got to actually go to a wedding together, not together, but we're at the same wedding, and we actually sat at the same table, like hundreds of people. We sat at the same table right next to each other, and we just talked about life a little bit. And our conversation was just basically about like what really matters. She told me, said, Trent, I realize now like none of that stuff really matters anymore. All that matters is like good energy, good friends, family, those that you love, doing what you love, and that's it. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. It's like when you look at your life, are you living a life that really matters? And I'm not talking about in the eyes of the world. I'm not talking about in the eyes of people celebrating you. I'm not talking about that, because sometimes we think a life that matters means that everybody knows us, we're famous, we're making a lot of money, and everybody's like, you know, championing us and everybody knows our name. And we're, notoriety. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about in your soul. Are you living a life that truly matters? And y'all know what I'm about to say. A life that truly matters to me means doing what you love with who you love and living that stuff out to the max, man. Because you can't turn back the hands of time. And that's the conversation that I had with her. I had with my mother. I had with other people, my grandmother. It's like you get to a point when you're sick, or you get to a point when you realize like death could be near, and you're like, man, like, I'm glad I got to live a life that matters. Or, man, I wish I would have did more of these things. And with Boss, you know, she lived a life to the fullest. Some of y'all know her. She was straight up unapologetic. I was telling her I was just about to get her on the podcast. Like, man, I got to get you on my podcast, because I did hers and she was battling. And just, she was one of the realest ones in it, man. And a real one in my life. And she stood on what she stood for to the fullest. Some people hated her. Some people didn't like her. I loved her for it. Because who she was online is who she was offline. And she was one of those people that will go to war with you. You know what I mean? Without a shadow of a doubt. But she truly lived a life that mattered, man. And so I was just sitting here thinking with my life, like, man, am I living a life that matters? Or am I having things matter that don't matter? And the truth is, a lot of us are living our life like worrying about these little things that don't matter at the end of the day. Worrying about these little people that don't matter at the end of the day. Worrying about these little situations that don't matter at the end of the day. And it's something I've been preaching for the last probably 10 years. It's like we stressing over things that in the grand scheme of life, it's small stuff. We like making things maximum that really should stay minimum. And we living life worried about that. And we losing the importance of like how we should be living. I'm not telling you how to live your life, y'all. I'm not here to say this is the right way or whatever, but I just know for a fact that your soul becomes wealthy when you start doing more of what you love with who you love. And you start to live life on your own terms. And you start to live life with no freaking regrets. Like, I want you to think about this right now in this moment. If your life was to end, and it's not, you're going to live a long life. But if your life was to end, if you were to get that diagnosis that said, hey, you got a year to live. Hey, you got 6 months to live. Would you immediately go to regret? I want you to think about that right now. It's a thing that I check in with myself very often to see if I'm living a life that I know I should be living. Would you immediately go to regret? Would you immediately say, dang, I didn't get to do this. Dang. Would you go into a healthy urgency, an urgency state, say, okay, man, I got to do all these things now because I didn't get to do these things because I only have this much time. Like, would you go to a state of regret? Or would you go to a state of rejoice and say, hey, man, I want to live a longer life. I want to be here for my people. But the truth is, if I die today, I'm already a legend. If I die today, I'm already legendary. Right? Not in the world's eyes, but in the eyes of those that truly matter. Because I did the things. I said the things, right? I gave the things to the world because I understand I'm in control of what I give. And I gave my all to people around me. I gave love. I gave support. I gave good energy. I gave my dreams. I gave my talents. I gave my gifts. I could die, right? If God calls me home, cool. You know what I mean? Like, because I lived a full life. If God said my time is done, then my time is done. Of course, I don't want it to be done. Selfishly, of course, I want to stay here and I want to live some more life. But if God called me home, so be it. Because I lived a full life. Right? I lived a life full of doing what I love with who I love. I lived that life of simple happiness. I lived that life of fulfillment. I lived that life of being so internally aligned that everything that I did, every action that I took, it mattered. Every action that I took was purposeful. Every moment that I had meaning, because I understood 1,000% how I want to live my life and how I wanted to show up. I had a good friend text me. Good friend Jamie, she texted me and said, "Hey, I'm putting this in my new book." She said, "I love this quote. You said it in our mastermind." And I was like, "What's the quote?" So she sent me the picture, and the quote said this. And I said this on this podcast probably like a year ago. But the quote said, The quote said, "I'm marching at the beat of my own drum, and I'm starting to like the sound." And she said, "Trent, when you said that quote, everybody in the room had that exhale, like, man." And I said, "Yeah, man, like, when mama passed, I said, I'm tired of marching at the beat of expectations, huh? I'm tired of marching at the beat of other people's opinions. I'm tired of marching at the beat of what this world says I should be doing, how I should be doing it. I'm tired of marching at the beat of my past. I'm tired of marching at the beat of all these things that I can't change or I can't control. So you know what? I started to march at the beat of my own drum. And for so long in my life, I criticized that beat. For so long in my life, I cringed at the sound because the sound wasn't celebrated. Because some people didn't understand the sound. Some people were bothered by the sound. But it got to a point in my life where I said, I don't give a damn if people like the sound, they're annoyed by the sound, if they agree with the sound, if they love the sound, because I love the sound. And I'm going to march at the beat of my own drum. And I'm going to love the sound that's echoed from the beat of that own drum. And that's how I live my life, y'all. And I can tell you, it's so much freedom. It's so much freedom when you start marching at the beat of your own drum. And you're not bothered. You live an unbothered life. You're not bothered by social media. You're not bothered by the chitter chatter. You're not bothered by any of those things because you playing your own beat. What does that mean? You doing the things that matter to you. What does that mean? You living a life that truly matters to you. What does that mean? You're going for it. Even if people agree with it or not, you trust in your vision, whether people see it or not. You doing the things that fulfill your soul. You're doing the things that create wealth in your soul. And you can say, man, you know what? I'm doing this for me, and not just for me, but those that love me, those that need me to be the best me. I'm not doing it for agreement. I'm not doing it to be celebrated. I'm not doing it to fit in. I'm not doing it to be a part of the crowd. I'm not doing it for none of that. I'm doing it because I know this is right for me. I'm doing it because I know it's going to help me rejoice when I get to the end of my life. I'm doing it because it's helping me leave something here. When I leave here, I'm leaving a legacy. And some of us listen to this podcast right now, we ain't marching at the beat of our own drum. Right? You ain't. You ain't doing the things that you really want to do. And this is what this life is about. Of course, in a positive way. But life is about doing the things in your soul, the ideas that you have, and taking action on them. The things that you want to say, the experiences you want to create, the moments that you want to make. But we're so good at talking ourselves out of it and silencing our fulfillment, silencing our peace, silencing the things that really bring joy and happiness to our life. Because we're searching for agreement. We're searching for that external alignment, even though internally we're aligned with taking this action. Even though internally we're aligned with doing this thing. Even though internally aligned, we cool with going for it. How would your life change in this moment if you truly started marching at the beat of your own drum? That's what my dog Jessie did. She marched at the beat of our own drum, y'all. And she loved the sound. No matter how people felt about the sound, what people said about the sound, she marched at the beat of her own drum, and she did it until her last day. I've had conversations with her. You wouldn't even know. Well, you knew she was sick because of her story that she shared online. She literally brought people through her journey with grace as herself. Like, just go watch if you have a chance. You would never know if you, I mean, you would know because she talks about it, but she wasn't sad. Of course, she had her moments. But she brought you through the journey to say, this is how you do it when you live a life that matters. No matter what's going on in your life or the things you're dealing with, whether it's sickness, whether it's loss, whatever, you can still do it your way. You can still march at the beat of your own drum. And some people didn't believe she was sick because of how positive she was. Some people, oh, you're lying. Because she was so positive in her journey. It's because she literally was a definition of marching at the beat of your own drum and loving the sound. And that's the conversation that I had with her. And I don't want to get too in-depth because I want to hold that conversation near and dear to my heart. It ain't for the public to know what all we talked about. But anytime somebody transitions that's close to me, I always try to keep them alive by sharing something that they stood for, by sharing their spirit of who they were with the world. And her spirit was so unapologetic in the most positive way. In my book, Protect Your Peace, that's coming out, I talk about demand your worth. She did that. She did it. She didn't command. I want you to just really take time. Just ask yourself, am I marching at the beat of my own drum? Or am I marching at the beat of somebody else's drum or something else's drum? I really want you to tap into thinking about, man, how can I live more unapologetic? How can I live in my power? How can I live a life that matters to me, not to anybody else, but a life that matters to me? Because that's what life is truly about. It's about giving what's in your soul, in your heart, right, in your mind. It's about giving it to the world. It's about losing worry on the small things and keeping your focus on those major things that truly matter in your life. You know, there's so many people that are putting expectations on me that be like, Trent, you should be doing this and this and this. And I want to share this because more than ever, I've had so many people, and I can name their names and you would know them probably, that have come up to me and say, Trent, I get it. I get what you mean by when you say protect your peace, because that's all I want in my life. I get it. Like, protecting your peace is like just living a life that matters to you. Like, and you're good with it. I say, yeah. It's like, Trent, I really get it. But it took me losing that. It took me going through this. It's like your messages beforehand, like I felt them, but I was like, well, that's Trent, you know. But I realize now that, man, I see what Trent means. And more than ever, I've had so many people say, man, I get what protecting your peace is all about. And boss told me that too. She's like, man, protect your peace. I get it more than ever. And so I just wanted to take time on this episode to, one, celebrate her life. If you don't know her, go look at her journey, get inspired. You can go to my page. I just have a post with her a few posts ago. She has different handles. I'm not sure if it's Boss Lee or I am Jesse Lee or I'm Boss Lee. She has different handles for different things. So you can go to my page on Instagram and you'll see a post with me and her if you want to just dive into her journey a little bit more and what she stood for and who she was. But my heart hurts, man. You know, every year somebody told me on my Instagram, like, Trent, man, dang, bro. It's like every year you're hit with something. And it's cool because I want to celebrate people. You know, of course I'm sad. Of course I mourn. Of course I cried. Because it's a person that was really close to me. And I'm not making it about me because she was close to a lot of people. She did for a lot of people. She made everybody feel like I'm sure everybody's like, that was my homie, because she made everybody feel like that. And that's one of the things that I admire about her, that I want to continue her legacy on by doing that in my spirit and giving that of myself to the world like that and making everybody feel like, man, Trent was my dog. I want to be better at that because of her. But hopefully with this episode, like, you got a little reality check. A reality check that forever comes with an expiration date. A reality check that marching at the beat of your own drum and loving the sound is what truly matters. A reality check of letting go of the minor things in life. Right? It's not the things, it's not the possessions, it's not anything. We can't take that with us. And I know you know that, but I need you to understand that it's cool to have nice things. But as I told y'all plenty of times with my mother, like, I realize that your life is multiplied not through your possessions, but through your purpose. Right? I'm not on this podcast right now talking about all the things that boss had, even though she had a dope Lambo that we went in one day and she tried to kill us going a million miles per hour. Oh my gosh, that was a day to remember. But I could talk about all those things because she had a lot of things, right? She was very, very successful. But it's about purpose. It's about how she made people feel. Look at the post. People are always talking about how she made them feel, who she was as a person. That's what people remember. It's how you made them feel, how you motivated them, how you inspired them, how you helped them, how you were there for them. That's what matters, y'all. You know what's crazy? Is that no matter what life tries to bring to us, no matter what's happening in our life, no matter what's going on, we can still control that. Right? We can't control a follower count. We can't control a bank account sometimes. We can't control what this world tries to give us, but we are in control what we give the world. Right? Today might give you some bulls. Fill in the blank. Today might give you some hard times. Today might give you some grief. You can't control what the world gives you. You can't control what the day gives you. But you are in control of what you give to the day. You are in control of how you show up. Even when you don't feel like showing up. You are in control of how you show up even when hard times are in your life. You are in control of that. And so just ask yourself this question. What am I going to give to today? It's a question I ask myself every single morning. It helps me stack wins. It helps me stack those little mini victories that build up that soul wealth, as I call it. But what are you going to give to today? And I hope after this podcast episode that you're going to give things to the world that fulfill you, fulfill others. You're going to give things to the world that people talk about, you know, not necessarily the direct action, but it adds to the conversation of you and who you are. And it isn't always about other people, right? But it adds to that conversation of, man, such and such was a great person because of what they brought to the day, what they brought to the moment, what they brought to the experience. And it starts with you today. It starts with you making that decision of living a life that matters to you. It starts with you making a decision right now to say, you know what, I'm no longer going to live this life of empty fulfillment. I'm no longer going to chase these fleeting things that just fleet once you get them. I'm no longer going to live a life full of chasing stuff that don't matter. I'm no longer going to live a life of doing that no more. And I'm going to live a life starting right now in this moment that freaking matters to me. Right? This is what I call marching at the beat of your own drum. It's time for you to figure out that beat. And once you figure out that beat, then the next step is for you to freaking love the damn sound of it. And you marching with your head up high, beating on that drum, and you loving the damn sound no matter how other people feel about it. That's what Boss did. That's what she taught me to do. And that's what I'm gonna do more than ever. You know, I feel like I've been very good at that, being who I am and standing on business with that, but I'm going to do it more than ever now. Because I'm going to keep her spirit alive through me. Man, this life gives you reality checks so much. So much. But the beautiful thing about life is that as long as we're breathing, we have an opportunity to do what's right. What I mean by doing what's right, hopefully you understand this by now, not doing what's right in everybody else's eyes, but doing what's right, which means following that passion in your soul and your heart. That choice is on you, my friend. That choice is on you. But like I say at the end of every single episode, it all starts with you. And I have something that's in my brain right now that I'm trying to get out. So give me a second, because it's burning in my soul right now. I just want to leave you with this. What is the meaning you're going to give to your life right now? And I ask this question a lot when I speak live, and I see the looks on faces when I say, man, what's the meaning of your life? And I see the look of, man, I never thought about that. I don't know. And if we don't have a meaning to our life, then guess what? We're living probably a meaningless life to ourselves. And a meaningless life leads to a regretful life. I'm not talking about other people's eyes, because you can be living a meaningful life to other people because they see your stuff, they celebrate you for all these things and accomplishments, but deep down inside, it's not meaningful to you. What does your life mean to you? What does this life mean to you? What's the meaning that you're going to give your life? Right? What's the mission statement that you're going to put on your life? We're good with that with businesses and stuff like that, but what's the mission statement of your life? Like, what's the imprint that you want to leave on this world? Get clear on that. Spend time thinking about that and make a commitment to that. Because that's exactly how you live a life that matters to you. And I believe that's exactly what this life is about. I love you. I'm proud of you. Rest in power to my dog, to my homie, Jesse Lee Ward. I love you, homie. And you know that. It's rehab time. Let's get it.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's that time of the year. Everybody's talking about forming new and healthier habits. Change your habits, change your life, right? Listen, I love it. I'm sure you started some new habits this year. I know I did. But the question is, how are you tracking those habits? Have you ever wondered, like, which habits matter most? Which habits are you tracking daily, weekly, monthly? A lot of people know they need to improve their habits, but let's be real, they don't know where to start. That's why I think you'll love Growth Day, the world's number one, I didn't say two, three, four, number one self-improvement system. Growth Day, what it does is it helps you track proven habits that lead to long-term success, not that short stuff, long-term lasting change, well-being, and positive relationships. And check this out. You can get a free trial right now at growthday.com. What you measure, you can change. The reason people love Growth Day is that you can score your habits every day, week, month. And when you do, you get targeted classes to improve those habits. When you sign up today, you also get Growth Day's mindset journal, wellness challenges, and in-depth personal development courses from the industry's biggest names. And don't forget, I teach live every single month in Growth Day too. You got that right. Yes, every single month I teach a new personal growth topic to help you advance your life. Download Growth Day from the App Store on your phone or start your free trial right now at growthday.com. Let's get it. Hey, y'all, what's up? I'm super excited to share this with y'all. I need like a drum roll. I need like a band. But listen, this podcast, the Straight Up Podcast, is now a part of the Growth Day Network. I told y'all, man, we turn it up this year. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, purpose to the world, impact to the world, and to support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about purpose. It's all about power. It's all about impact. And guess what? One of my friends, one of my homies is on this network also, and I need you to go subscribe to their show, the Boss Babe Podcast. I'm sure you already heard of it, but if you haven't, here you go. Natalie and Danielle are amazing. The interviews are amazing. Their strategies are amazing. If you're about that growth life, the Boss Babe Podcast will grow your life, like straight up. I know you're going to love them. I know you're going to love the show. Go check it out. Go subscribe today, and you will not regret it. Let's get it.